And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Your home is important. That's why Geico helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The Geico Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
Because nothing says hot lady lovin' like Vern Troyer. I know I'm wet in the panties for Mini Me or Carrot Top. What can I say? He pushes all the right buttons because he's about the right height.
You're ridiculous.
Yes, I am.
Holy fuck, is this wrong? But holy hell, is it erotic?
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Prototype. Guess where I am?
He's actually here, in Shelburne.
I'm at Dodd's house.
Yeah, so you'll notice a significant bump in audio quality and no annoying humming.
Hey, my computer... Shut up.
Your computer is old and decrepit.
I have no defense. I'm hoping to make a new computer soon. I'm going to build one from parts.
See, I rather like desktop.
When it comes to investing in innovation, trust the experts. Robo Global provides laser-focused investment portfolios that deliver access to robotics, AI, and healthcare innovation globally. The HTEC portfolio captures the technologies transforming the medical space, providing unique exposure to best-in-class companies. Investors, turn to this diversified approach backed by research from the experts. Learn more today at roboglobal.com/HTEC.
I never was a huge fan of laptops.
I would never buy another laptop. The only reason I got it was because it was for school and I needed to be able to have it portable. Now I'm just so glad that I'm trying to save up and get as many parts as I can and build a real nice desktop. But that won't be for another month here. So I might be able to have it ready by the time we do the E3 episodes, because that's coming up in about a month.
Yeah, more or less, actually. Yeah, E3's in just a little over 2.5 weeks, more or less, now.
Yeah.
My God, it sneaks up on you so fast.
Comes a little bit too quick every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm not too excited this year, though. I mean, do we know it? Well, I mean, then again, E3 is where they announce the things that they've been hiding, so... Well, there hasn't really been anything good, so...
Well...
Maybe it'll be a good show.
Let's look into our crystal balls here, and let's do a totally unofficial E3 prediction.
Oh, okay.
For the first 5 minutes here. Nintendo, I am seeing a new Metroid announcement. I'm seeing a release date for Zelda.
That'd be good.
And I'm seeing... Let me think here. Some new big IP for the 3DS.
And a new big IP.
A new big IP for the 3DS.
That doesn't happen too often with Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm seeing something new. Now,
maybe you have some sort of inside information you're not telling me.
Don't I wish? I'm also seeing something up with Splatoon. I think they're going to do more with it.
I keep getting emails where Splatoon's like, "Hey, we have a demo that you can try, but you can download it whenever, but you can only play it for an hour at this one time slot on this one day." And I'm like, what the hell kind of demo is this?
It's really weird. Nintendo sent me an unlock for the full game, but the servers are only populated with journalists right now and other people who have the code. Unless you're playing with you people, the unwashed masses, at those particular times, it's very hard to review this game. Me and Scotty played with it last week, and we are trying to get online with it, and it's just constant problems. I don't think my full review can appear until Wednesday. So I know there's some kind of a media tournament on Monday. So today,
It looks like fun, but because of those random tiny time slots to be able to try it, I haven't even got to.
I'll say this, it's okay, but it's no COD killer, obviously.
Well, you know what? It's more kid-friendly, though.
It's fun, that's what I'll say. I just don't know if it's fun enough for me to sit there and play it for hours. Once in a while, sure. So let me see. From Sony, I'm seeing a new remastered collection in my crystal ball. I'm seeing
Final Fantasy VII. Come on, Final Fantasy VII remastered. That'd be awesome.
See, if Square Enix is truly bowing out of consoles, that would be one hell of a way to say goodbye.
I really don't think they're bowing out of consoles. I know that you seem to be on this kick that they're like, oh, we're just going to do mobile. No, they're never going to be done.
That's what people said about Konami.
Well,
yeah, Konami's been around longer.
Fuck Konami.
Yeah, thanks, Hideo. Look at what you've wrought. Actually, no, Konami shot themselves in the foot. For more info, go back a week. Well,
I don't know. They might not even be done. You never know what's going to happen.
I'll be very surprised with Square Enix if they do anything remotely cool. I'd like to see an update on Cyberpunk 2020 by Project Red, same guys who did The Witcher. I'd be very happy to see more news about that since seeing that trailer about 2 years ago.
We already know that there's going to be some more news about Halo 5.
Yeah,
for Microsoft.
Battletoads is likely going to be announced. Obviously.
Wait, what?
Yeah, have you not been watching the news? Okay, so
is it Battletoads?
Yeah, well, one of the guys from Microsoft was wearing a Battletoads t-shirt at an event a few weeks ago.
What?
Or a month ago. And just there's been a lot of buzz around it. I'm okay with it, but I don't think you bank your E3 on fucking Battletoads.
Well, yeah.
Then there's the Gears of War remaster. I hope it's the series. Like, literally 1 through Judgment.
That'd be nice, like, especially if it's if it's all of them on Xbox One, so I can play them all breaking out my Xbox 360. That'd be kind of nice.
If it's like the Master Chief Collection, minus the fuck-ups.
Minus the horrible launch, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Fallout 4.
I'd buy it, just so I can play them.
I'm predicting.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm also seeing something in the mobile space that will be significant involving Windows 10.
In the mobile space, phones.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be some kind of a cool app.
See, I wouldn't doubt Windows that 10. Because they are heavily pushing Windows 10. You can sign up for the beta for Windows 10. Basically, you download it to a USB, you install it, and then anyone with the beta Windows 10, when it actually comes out, you get it for free.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious to see what will happen. I'm very leery to upgrade because all my programs work.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm probably going to install it on this new computer that I'm going to build, only because I actually have a friend that works in Microsoft in their software division. And he's like, yeah, it's 1,000 times better than 8. And I asked him, I'm like, why did they skip 9? And he's like, I don't know.
it's a curse number.
They do weird things. So, anyway, any other things you think might be coming for E3 this year?
I'm trying to think here. What else I could see coming?
I don't really have many predictions. Usually when it comes to E3, I just kind of wait. I don't get my hopes up for anything. I just wait for it.
I think Sony's almost going to completely abandon the Vita.
Oh, yeah?
I think there'll be very little news about it. There may be 1 or 2 game announcements, but nothing
I wouldn't doubt that, actually. It's really been under the radar, which kind of sucks. We've talked about this before, how it's a nice little console.
It just has nothing really good for it, or at least they're not supporting it. Now, I use my Vita specifically to play, PSN-type games. I play a game called Pinball Arcade. That's all I play on it.
Huh.
Literally. And maybe Marvel's Capcom 3. So, I don't know. It sucks. I like my Vita. I should maybe dig it out of the closet, so I don't know.
Pull the dust off of it.
Well, I got a lot more mileage out of my PSP than I did my Vita, and that's depressing.
Well, I mean, the PSP has a lot of really good RPGs and stuff, so I've gotten a lot out of that, too.
It's a niche console. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of hoping Microsoft never enters the handheld, because you know what? You're never going to beat the 3DS.
I don't think they will, because they understand they won't beat the 3DS.
See, that's the thing. I remember years ago, they tried with the Zoom HD, was just so quickly forgot. Although, I still have a Zoom.
Oh, yeah?
And I really like it, mostly because of the FM radio tuner.
Hmm.
Was the main reason I liked it. But
that's interesting.
Anyway, we should probably tell people what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, we're going to be talking about some of the most controversial, in my opinion, thing in gaming. And for me, personally, has actually been sprouting up a lot lately. It's mods. Basically, anything from slightly altering your game by adding something in, maybe just an add-on.
Or a character.
A character, or full-on games that were created from modding a game.
Yeah, like full-on conversions.
So, I mean, I don't even know where we could start with this. I guess we could start with maybe our favorites, just add-on mods to our favorite games that made it even a more of a rich experience, maybe?
I'm trying to think, where would you want to start with this one? Like, what is an example from you?
Well, an example for me would be I play a lot of Don't Starve and Don't Starve Together, which is a game on Steam. It's very cheap, and basically you're just playing a little character that is trying to survive in the wilderness, and the base game is amazing, but the Steam community, almost every Steam game has a modding community hiding behind it, and Steam fully allows you to access the community. And with this game, you've got all kinds of different people that have made just characters, like anime characters, characters from TV shows, other games. They've just made custom characters in the exact same style. Like, they've copied their art style and tried to make similar benefits and detrimental effects for the characters to use. And they have nothing to do with the game, but you can download them and try them out. You get the odd person that'll make something that's just way too overpowered, but, I mean, a lot of them, though, are generally very well thought out, and they feel like they could be part of the actual game. And it just gives you, like, a new experience for the game. It's like having a free downloadable character to try to continue to play your favorite game, but in a different way, and you didn't even have to pay for it.
I'm thinking back to my favorite and first mod, Counter-Strike. I remember I was introduced to this when I was in fucking high school. So when dinosaurs roamed the earth and the Backstreet Boys were still a top charting band. I remember playing this over at a friend named Dave's house, and me and my friend Jarrett were playing on his LAN network. Just playing a crap ton of Counter-Strike, and that came out of, like, a Half-Life mod. And I remember people were modifying the crap out of Half-Life then.
Yeah, Half-Life is one of the very early mod. Like, it just had so many different types of mods come out of it, but Counter-Strike is one of the ones that got so big that now it's its own game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it has its own community following, and I believe it's on Xbox as well. Like, it... Counter-Strike became a huge thing because of that.
Well, yeah, and it's a community that constantly, I wouldn't say polices itself, but makes sure the game is fairly well balanced in each iteration. Now there's, like, esports built around, like, a CSGO.
Speaking of esports being built around a mod, League of Legends would not be here today without its original incarnation, which was the original Dota. And Dota was actually a Defense of the Ancients, a mod for Warcraft 3. It was a little mini game that was created by, I believe it was Ginsu somebody or other, and Ice Frog were their gamer tags on Battle.net. And they made Defense of the Ancients, which was just a complete change of how Warcraft 3 actually worked. And I believe Dota was actually derived from another mod that was made in StarCraft. I think it was Aeon of something. But basically, that's where this all derived from. And eventually, the creators of Dota, they split off and made Dota 2 and League of Legends. So we wouldn't have what is now like one of the first actual sports, League of Legends, if it wasn't because of a mod.
And didn't Team Fortress 2 come out of a mod too?
I'm not sure on that. I haven't played much of Team Fortress 2, or the original Team Fortress actually.
I only ever used to play it on Xbox, so you know I'm one of the unclean masses. Because that's the thing with me and mods. I actually don't know a lot because I'm almost exclusively console.
Yeah, mods generally come when it comes to the PC realm because you can download and get anything you want for free for modifications because it's just what other users have created. When it comes to consoles, you have to get the verification and approval of either Microsoft, Sony, or Nintendo, and they generally won't just let you do whatever you want. So that's why the PC realm is more the modding community. Although there is a lot of modding that happens to consoles that allows them to download these kind of things from the internet, the Wii especially, like the original Wii, you could crack that system easier than any other.
Yeah, and you could most often do it, I think, using like Twilight Princess save file, something like that.
Yeah, it was something weird. Like I honestly, I've never done it, and I just know that
I've thought about doing it, but at the same time, I like it, the fact that it's a soft mod. There's no hardware changing. It's just simply just a software thing. You upload something onto a flash card and it works.
Yeah. I mean, from everything that I've heard, there's like a certain point where they update it and it like doesn't allow that anymore. Like I think.
And then just kind of give it a week and someone else will figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, the community of hackers, modders, etc. will always figure out how to fix slash break something. So I don't even know why a lot of companies even combat them, because they will figure it out. If you can put a lock on something, people will figure a way to take it off.
Yeah,
it's just
pretty
how
much.
It works. I mean, just give them a matter of time.
I mean, I'm sure the companies have to fight it from a legal standpoint.
Well, they don't want to lose money.
Well, yeah, but they probably don't have to devote a whole resource team to it. Like, all right, guys, give it your best shot, whatever.
Just put one guy in a room, like in a closet, and just be like, all right.
Like, look, there's our guy. He's working at it.
We have a guy. He's totally on that. We just don't care that much.
Yeah, and he probably graduated bottom of his class and his name Corky.
Corky.
Corky the intern.
Oh,
hacker extraordinaire. But yeah, I mean, modding, I think it's really cool because I remember one time when I was probably, once again, when dinosaurs walked the earth and you could still hear Britney Spears on the radio. See, every time I make a high school analogy, I'm going to try and relate it to music. That's going to be my thing. So because when Bon Jovi was topping the charts with It's My Life.
Because, you know, this is totally a music show.
It is. You're people, listening to.
People totally love music when they're just a gamer.
Of course. You should.
Well,
anyway,
I mean,
there is this place. Canadians will probably recognize this name, but it was a chain outlet of stores called CompuCenter.
Oh, God.
And there was this place in the town that I used to live called Owen Sound. There was the store called CompuCenter. And I remember buying a StarCraft mod pack that was, I don't know, it was officially given the okay by Blizzard.
Oh, I think it was StarCraft Insurrection?
Yes, yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah, I actually picked that up too. Yeah, that was, it was a set of maps that
and
the
that
community
had a
had
story.
The community had actually created, someone in the community had like created a story and created maps and everything, and it was like a side thing for StarCraft, and Blizzard liked it so much that they actually
went out
launched
and said,
it.
Yeah, they're like, here's the okay with it.
Yeah, they launched it as a CD. It could be an expansion to go with everything, but
yeah,
it was just like an extra set of maps and storyline.
Yeah, it was. It involved like some cult or something that worshipped the Zerg or something. It was really weird. I remember they used, and they only used in-game assets, but they had new voice actors for stuff like that. I remember they used the character portrait for Durant, who was the French guy who was actually like a Zerg spy or something.
Well, I believe whenever it got handed over, like Blizzard actually officially launched it, they gave it some extra, like they helped them out.
Yeah.
They were like, we like this, so we're going to add in the stuff that you're missing.
Yeah, like we'll give it some more polish. But yeah, I remember buying this in stores that I'd never seen that before.
I mean, when I played StarCraft and Warcraft, and even when I play StarCraft now, I'm not very good at micromanaging, you know, hundreds of units. So I always went into the custom game matches, which was all modded community stuff. So like I played Dota all the time whenever I was on Warcraft. Back when I was on StarCraft, it was all kinds of little modded maps. You got anything from infinite resources to actually having heroes or I remember playing Dragon Ball Z game types where you actually would play as like a character that was named Goku, and you would have him at each of his power levels, and you'd have to go and like gain experience.
I remember someone did a Dragon Ball Z pack, and they used it doing the Quake 3 engine, and it was a total conversion.
Huh.
And you could fly around. Yeah, I remember that. That's another thing with modding. One of the cool things is when you totally convert a game. Like, one of the earliest ones I remember was Alien versus Predator, but it was using the like Doom engine for like Doom 2 or something. I remember there being a bunch of Dragon Ball Z ones. One I remember for StarCraft, I only ever got it to work once because you had to edit all these files to make it work.
Oh, wow.
I had a Star Wars one using the StarCraft engine.
Oh, wow.
Fucking AT-ATs and shit walking around. I'm pretty sure I remember this correctly. Otherwise, I'm fucking nuts.
No, I do remember, like, a lot of people did do some pretty extensive mods where they actually changed what units were in the game. Like Warcraft 3 especially, it got to the point where you could upload stuff into it and modify it. And a lot of StarCraft units actually started ending up in Warcraft 3 because of that.
That's kind of fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I mean, the thing with mods, no matter what kind of mod it is, as long as the person knows how to interact with the files or the coding or whatever, like with StarCraft and Warcraft, and StarCraft 2 even, they come with a map editor.
Yeah.
So you can actually do all this stuff yourself.
Yeah, they give you the tools, but it's for you to figure out how to expand those tools.
Yeah, and people will add in stuff like the AT&Ts and stuff like that, but it really just comes down to your own imagination and creativity. So, and that's one of the things I love about mods, is that you get to see some of these things that are just really passionate people that are, I would almost say, more passionate than some game designers. And they come out with this stuff.
Like, one of the best communities, I think, for modding, and it's definitely one of the more fucked up ones, Grand Theft Auto ones.
Oh.
Like, the fact, like, someone made an Iron Man conversion, where you can play as Iron Man flying around the city. There's ones where people have a flying DeLorean.
That's awesome.
Stuff like that. Like, once you hit 88 miles per hour, your like, back flames. You can hover around in the car. I've seen ones where you can play as Optimus Prime and he'll transform.
Sweet.
But you can also be Optimus Prime riding a motorcycle. Just kind of awkward.
Optimus Prime riding a motorcycle.
It's like just look on YouTube for all like the really weird mods.
I'm going to have to go look at this after this episode.
There's one for Grand Theft Auto 5 now where you can have a gun that shoots money. You can have a gun that shoots dogs or whales.
I think the most hilarious mod I've ever seen, well, at least one of like the top 10. I don't even play this game, but I've seen this because who was it that was actually playing it? Anyway, it's Macho Man Randy Savage
as Skyrim.
The dragon for Skyrim.
Skyrim has some of the most amazing modders in PC gaming, as far as I'm concerned. There have been people who've added new textures, new layers, entirely new side quest characters that are voiced, new weapons, new weapon balancing. They fixed bugs that the programmers never bothered to. Like,
none
holy
of that
shit.
Compares to Macho Man Randy Savage landing beside you screaming, "Oh yeah!" and then blowing flames at you. Though.
The weirdest one I've seen was where all the horses are now My Little Ponies. That's weird. Another one I've seen is where you give everybody realistic junk. So you've got a nude mod. Hell, there's a classic mod. Nude Raider.
Nude, yep.
My God, I completely forgot the pixelated
Sims.
Titties.
The Sims, yep. Like, there's always been, like, mods where
I
you
did
could
that.
Remove the little thing.
I did that back in the day because I'm creepy.
because I'm perverted. Yeah,
hey, why the fuck not? I want to watch people fuck because reasons. although my favorite was to build walls around people and just let them die in a room. Leave them with a barbecue so they set themselves on fire.
Okay, now we're getting away from mods and more just how sadistic we are.
Oh my! Well, that's the thing though. Like mods, you can do so much weird, fucked up shit with them. But with Skyrim, it made the game such a richer experience. Like you could do so much, and I wish I had that kind of talent. Like the only game there are two games I've actually modded myself. One was MechWarrior 3. Back in the 90s, so once again, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, and you could get bubble tape in stores. See, it's not music now.
Now it's food.
Bubble tape.
When McDonald's had pizza, you could do this.
Oh, are you talking about like the bubble gum that was in like a tape roll?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that stuff. You can't get that anymore?
Or at least it's harder to find now.
I don't think I've seen that.
Or
since the 90s.
Or maybe So Delicious. When So Delicious was readily available on shelves.
Oh.
Or 3D Doritos.
The prototype where we bring back nostalgia.
Exactly. I remembered, so you don't have to. So where was I going with this? Right, MechWarrior. Yeah, so I remember creating new mechs from the existing chassis and just changing the weapon stats. Stuff like that. Another game that I found really easy to mod was Rainbow Six Rogue Spear. And that was adding in new weapons. One of the weapons that I added in, I'm not the original creator of this mod, but I know fucking stretching the imagination, am I? I created an auto shotgun. Now, it worked before I got to it. When I got to it, it never worked right. The gun was called the Jackhammer. It was basically this automatic shotgun with a drum mag, right? Basically like a like street sweeper shotgun. I guess I put the damage too high and the fire rate too high. Every time the gun fired, it would crash the game. Now, the odd time it worked, it would waste everything on screen. Because nice. It was like, you'd fill the screen with buckshot, basically, and everything would die, including the hostages. But it was cool.
Well, that doesn't help then.
Yeah, so you have to kind of know what you're doing with mods, truth be told, to make them actually somewhat worthwhile to actually do anything with them.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because like a lot of the, like I was saying with Steam, a lot of those communities, the modders are very like open arms to embrace others that want to try stuff. So they'll have like templates for creating characters. And basically they explain how they do it. Mm-hmm. So you can actually learn it rather than just being like, oh, I don't know how to do it. These guys do it, but they won't say anything. Like,
yeah,
they're full on like, hey, let's all work as a community to have fun.
Yeah. And that's really neat. Like I find if you get the right game and you get the right community, like especially the right subreddit, they'll teach you how to do friggin' near anything. One mod that we haven't talked about to throw things back to Grand Theft Auto, Hot Coffee. Hot Coffee was a mini game that was originally left in the game's code, but was only accessible via hacking device like a Game Shark or Pro Action Replay. It was basically Grand Theft Auto fucking.
What?
And your character CJ could go in for coffee with girls and you could fuck them. And there was different games you could perform with them to get them to for different excitement. Now, it was all...
So, Leisure Suit Larry?
Kind of, but you could... But they weren't nude-ish, or at least they weren't. They had their clothes on, but you could do, like, sexy stuff. I myself have never played this because I had a version of the game that didn't have that in it. Because I had the Grand Theft Auto... what was it? San Andreas version that came out in the Xbox 3 pack.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that was taken out.
I'm going to have to look this up now.
Yeah, because... Yeah,
a lot of things to look up after this episode.
Yeah, it, I know the Call of Duty community does stuff where they add in old weapons that have been taken out of games.
Well,
create new game types.
Almost any shooter, they'll a lot of them mods end up being like old maps. Maps that were in the previous games, they'll bring them back in whatever way, shape, or form, and with the new mechanics. So, kind of like when you're playing Halo and you're like, I really wish that map from the last Halo was there, and then, you know, 6 months down the road, they actually release it. Well, if you were in the PC community, you probably already have it, because somebody just modded it.
Or they'll have a gun perform the way that it used to before it was nerfed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I imagine for the Call of Duty community, I imagine for Advanced Warfare, I imagine you've probably already undone all the BAL and the ASM-1 nerfs in there. Maybe you've made the MK-14 somewhat useful. I doubt it. But I'm trying to think of other mods you would see out there. Because, like I said, I don't have a whole lot of experience with this. Like I said, I'm mostly console for this thing. And it's kind of sad, though, because there's a lot of PC games that I'm sure are worth playing. But modding makes me very leery, and mostly because of Skyrim. Because a friend of mine loves Skyrim modding, right? Mm-hmm. But I remember one post I saw on Facebook, and this almost completely scared me off of it. It's like, oh, I have to sit here for hours getting all my mods to play nice.
Well, yeah, because they're made by the community and not the actual developers of the game, sometimes a mod will actually not interact well with another mod. So if you turn on both of them, it can crash the game, it can cause issues.
Or if they update the game itself to a different version,
yeah, so
it might not work. And that just kind of shit, like, a motherfucker, I just want to hit install and it works.
Yeah, and I mean, when it comes to mods, there's generally a little bit of work, just a tiny bit that you have to do, like research, just make sure things are working. So that's why I generally consider a lot of it, like things that aren't like Dota or say like Counter-Strike and all that, where they become so big that they are their own entity. The smaller stuff, really you only want to get into it if you've already played, you've beaten the game, and you just want more from that game, right?
Yeah. One game I forgot that got modded a lot when I was in college was the Guitar Hero games.
Really?
Yeah, because this was before Rock Band came out, before the Rock Band Network came out, where you could submit your own tracks and make money off of it. People were hacking Guitar Hero on a console and having it so you could import your own songs. Like you could have your own music track. You still have to create the node highway. But it would replace, I remember this mostly with Guitar Hero 2, but I remember people importing, like, Stan Bush's The Touch before it became an actual DLC for Guitar Hero 3 or 4, or people just importing their own music into the game. I'm thinking, holy shit, that's so fucking cool.
That is really cool, because, I mean, that was one of the reasons that I didn't like getting any of the Guitar Heroes or Rock Bands. It was like,
because it wasn't your own music.
Yeah, I couldn't just get whatever kind of music I wanted. I always had to play these preset ones, or if I wanted more, I had to pay for them. And it was like, I just want to be able to play the songs that I listen to. And you couldn't really do that. So
yeah, I mean, I'll be very interesting to see what happens when Rock Band hopefully reintroduces the Rock Band Network. Because if it's easy to submit your own music, easier than using their tools or make their tools easier to use, I don't know, maybe I couldn't convince some of my favorite artists to submit some music.
I really want
the Proto Men in there, or
yeah,
or more MC Frontalot. But anyway,
was Minecraft a mod, or because I know there's been tons of mods that have actually extended from Minecraft.
See, I don't know. Minecraft is something that is literally the great mystery to me.
See, I've tried to stay away from Minecraft as much as possible, just because I know since it's so open world, you can basically do whatever your imagination brings
to
you.
See, that's the thing. The idea of Minecraft has never entertained me. Not once, not even for 3 seconds.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I'm afraid that I'd be sucked in and never stop.
I'm like, like, I don't want to build something brick by brick. I mean, what if it sucks?
Well, I mean, it's...
See, that's the thing. I don't have the patience for that shit.
Yeah, I guess. It's more just, like, playing with your creativity and everything, right?
See, I want to shoot things. See, me and
I
creativity...
I
want to
kill things quickly.
Exactly. Hell, like, have I ever told you the first time that I ever played Uno?
No.
All right, so I'm 23, maybe 22, and I'm playing Uno for the first time. I'm sitting in a diner, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a greasy spoon. It's a really good greasy spoon. And my friend pulls out the Uno deck. He's like, hey, Mike, we're going to play Uno. And I think we played a version. I think he called it Skip-Bo or something.
Skip-Bo,
or I don't know, something like that. And I say, all right, so when do I get to kill something?
When do I get to kill
He's like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, where's the fucking, like is there, like, a kill counter? Or how does this work? Yeah, me and card games have never got along. with the exception of Magic and Marvel Overpower.
And Cards Against Humanity.
With Marvel Overpower, when Friends was the most popular show on NBC.
Same time, though, when you're playing Cards Against Humanity, you are kind of killing people's sense of...
morality.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you are breaking down barriers and having sex on their parents' beds.
Wow.
Well, their dog...
Wow,
never
you
mind.
Went there.
That's right, I did. Well, the dog watches that. You. Try it.
Wow.
I can go so much darker.
Slippery slope here, man.
So much darker. Some of the other mods I've seen people introduce. Actually, okay, here's one. It's a fighting game that encourages you to make your own characters, like make your own sprites and design their own damage profiles.
Oh, I think
Mugen.
Yeah, I think it's Mugen though.
Mugen, Mugen, tomato, tomato.
We're probably both butchering this.
That's okay. potato, potato, fuck you.
I actually have never downloaded it, but I've watched so much on it on YouTube.
I've had it downloaded a few times, had it work with my fight stick more than once.
Basically, it's, like, any character you can imagine, you can create it and actually put into it.
Yeah, if you want to have Bob Saget fight Goku, you can legitimately do that.
That is the best fight ever. I want to see this.
I've seen so many fucking random fights on that. Another one, I guess it's not really a mod, but it was, I don't know. I want to find a way to talk about My Little Pony Fighting Is Magic.
Which that was more, that was game. Just, they were making a fighting game and they got shut down.
Yeah. Like, but if you can find a copy of this game, I highly suggest you because it's really fun.
Yeah.
I have the version that was released semi-publicly. They're like, fuck it, we don't care. But they never had finished Fluttershy and they never had finished Rainbow Dash.
You know what they should have done is they should have just like recolored them, changed their names and just said Pony Fighting.
Yeah. And then honestly, have someone in the community create a download pack and just install them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the game doesn't like that. Oh, look, someone modded it. Fuck you.
Yeah, because, I mean, the mods are free, right? So, yeah. Generally, you can't... Well, they might be able to mess them over for a moment.
Although, Steam tried to charge for mods. Gabe Newell got downvoted on Reddit. That should tell you something. That really should tell you something. Yeah, that lasts, the grand experiment lasted all of 3 days. Maybe. Less than a week either way.
Yeah. You're not charging us for mods. It's free creativity.
I've never seen a company backpedal so quickly.
Maybe Microsoft.
Microsoft and the DRM bullshit, maybe. But that even that took like a month. That took a month. This was like, this could be counted in hours, literally.
You can just you can see his face change. He clicked it and was like, oh, frown. Wow. Oh, no. What did I do?
Like, I can imagine him getting the phone call in the middle of the night and just one of his top friends or people that he trusts. Man, you done fucked up.
You done fucked up.
It's time to reverse this, man. All it takes is one post to Reddit and we can fix this problem. Which is amazing, the power of a community, of a website.
Well,
but again, I mean, 4chan, right? Anonymous.
The internet community of everything is just getting bigger and bigger. Like, the internet and communities are just running everything now.
The internet's collective goodwill can accomplish great things. The internet's collective hate dick can also accomplish great things as well. You don't want to be donkey punched by the hate dick, but you
I don't know if you want to call it great things, but they can accomplish a lot.
Oh, it's well,
a lot of hatred.
Yeah, a lot of hatred and terrible things, but they can also give you the big internet bro hug when you need it. So, anyway, yeah. I don't have too much more to say about mods other than the fact I think some of them are cool. I wish I had more experience with them. Maybe I will in the future. I know I downloaded one mod for the show. I didn't get a chance to play it, but I'm ready to go. It's based on a game called Free Space 2. It's a Battlestar Galactica Viper simulator with voice acting and everything. You can fight base stars, Cylon Raiders. Your Viper has the fucking LADAR scope in the middle of your screen, and you're flying like a Mark II Viper. It looks fucking cool. I'm so ready for this.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm legit hype. I've even got my fucking flight stick out. I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So, yeah.
He's not even lying.
Fucking A. And I would like to try hot coffee for Grand Theft Auto.
I'm at least going to look it up now.
Yeah, well, there's tons of videos on like YouTube. So
yeah, I mean, if anybody has any mods that are just super awesome, let us know.
Or weird.
Or, yeah, weird and messed up. Love those, too.
I can't wait to use the whale gun in Grand Theft Auto V. Yeah. I can shoot whales at people. Or dogs. There's a gun that shoots cats.
Oh, man.
It's going to be awesome. What about you? What's a mod that you want to try? Macho Man mod? Because I know your girlfriend there loves her Skyrim.
I think it's awesome, but I wouldn't really care to have it like in my game.
You know what you should do? Do you have Skyrim on a computer?
Maybe.
Get it? Install weird mods when she's not around. So one day she'll be fighting the fucking dragon and just, ooh, yeah, just comes out of the sky.
Ooh, yeah.
She'll call down her fucking pony person and there's fucking Rainbow Dash walking up. Totally fuck with her. It'd be great.
I think I would love to see, like, some Final Fantasy characters in Smash Bros. That would be a cool mod.
Well, I know for Project M, which is the soft mod for Super Smash Bros. Brawl, they do introduce new characters.
I thought
new
it was for
sets.
Melee.
No, it's for Brawl.
Oh. Oh, right, because it makes it more like Melee.
Yeah, and...
They have, like, all kinds of different characters they've added.
Yeah, like, they fix, like, damage profiles, they introduce moves, they nerf moves, I think there's new stages, too.
Which is also just, it's like a modding community thing, so I believe you can download it.
And it's actually competitive at Evo.
Really?
Because it's so balanced.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember correctly, I could very well be wrong. But yeah, there's a lot of cool mods out there, guys. You should definitely check them out. Like I said, send your suggestions to feedback@thisweekingeek.net or call the voicemail line 817-717-7202. I'm 99% sure it works.
Or so, on our Facebook.
Yeah, or Facebook our Facebook, page. Which is always there. Hopefully me and Jamie will do more gaming streams. I've noticed you've been doing it a lot more.
Yeah, pretty much. If I'm playing games, I'm usually streaming it. But
I would like to stream my Call of Duty, but I don't want to lag.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really depends on your setup, right? Like, I can't stream a lot of my endgame Final Fantasy stuff, Final Fantasy 14, because my computer just can't handle streaming and playing that. My hopefully new and improved computer that I'm going to build, hopefully that will.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to make it strong enough that I can stream and play anything, like, at the same time. I haven't really been playing much for consoles lately, though.
That was my computer.
Your computer randomly was like, hey, I want to play music.
Yeah, what the fuck? So anyway, for the prototype, we have been...
Jamie J.J. Johnston.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, God.
The Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, ooh yeah! Get down!
Together forever. Ooh, yeah. Get your heart up and begins the party jump. Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at geico.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.